he said, tree will last a few more years.
We're good. Maybe. All right.
Yeah. I figured that once they took a branch down, it still looks pretty shaped.
Yeah. It doesn't look too terrible.
No. I go by it every morning and every night.
All right. 4:45, Monday, July 10th. Working session. Questions for our legal counsel. My Clover Road TIF. I know we took action, but is there any other follow-up needed? I mean, we identified the area.
The developer and the county have to get together and say they want to do this too. I mean, it's my understanding is that the developer has
on
got
Clover
to,
Road.
Clover.
I'm like the developer.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We passed the resolution a couple weeks ago. We identified the area.
We need to have a meeting with
the county.
Yes, to move forward.
Okay.
Just to know what's going to happen.
Sorry, you're going to have to refresh me.
So we passed a resolution a couple of weeks ago to create a TIF on all the commercial area for Mount Clover Road.
Downtown Mount Clover.
So we can recoup our contribution towards the sewer lines.
So the commercial
it wasn't in the original TIF we did with Voight.
Correct.
With 20A, correct.
Correct. This is the additional to do the sewer road project, the whole thing.
So those properties can be in two TIFs?
The properties that listed that I received from zoning were not
in the original.
Okay.
The 28 TIF.
You call it the 28 TIF, but it's the exit TIF.
Correct.
But they're all over the place,
yeah.
Chuck.
Yeah, 28 and Alvin.
So
there's
we
some
just missed some potential commercial spots when we did that TIF, is what I am being refreshed.
Yeah, so there's...
I know, I can't believe it either, Harold.
14 or 18 or 20 parcels up and down here, like Freeze Daddy's.
I will check that because we have had this ongoing discussion about it for a year.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And we have so many going. Like, we need, and I'm sorry I'm saying I need refreshed, right? There's so many different ones going on. And they're residential now, and we're, you know, working out there. So when you said Monclova, I immediately went out to Black Road, right, in my little head.
That's what I
And I know it. That we're talking about this one at 20A, and those properties are already in a TIF. And this is just 16 to 18 because some of the residents there are commercial.
Well, and like,
they're,
yeah,
all the residents are sitting in commercial
property.
Zoning. Right.
Yeah, except for Kirsch's property and our property, yeah. I think that's the only vacant ones. I guess, and my other question was...
And we did pass a resolution on this? I mean, I've been here.
Yeah.
I remember a map with different green parcels on it that we had, but I don't remember what we did on that.
And I thought Harold and Eric and the team, the remainder of the team, did a super thorough job on every commercial property in the township.
Do we want to ask Eric to come in for a minute?
I don't know. It can be handled later. I don't know the purpose of this question.
No, I just wanted, I was asking her if we need to take any other action than what we did a month ago. I remember seeing the map. We voted on a resolution. But you're saying a follow-up, and this kind of leads to my second question with all of these TIFs. So, especially with the two potential residential TIFs.
Yeah, I don't think that there was, I did not draft a final resolution.
I'm not remembering a resolution.
But
there
was
a map. It seems that I would.
We had a map that was identified.
So that y'all could see where we were going
right.
with it, yes. because we have to post a notice when we're ready to go with it. We have to have a hearing. So
there is tons of action to be done if we already haven't done it.
Right.
If it's not in the original TIF.
So I will work on that.
Find out if it,
yes.
I really do believe that downtown is in the interchange TIF.
Right. And so can we call it that?
The interchange tip?
Interchange plus. Yeah. Let's call it interchange plus so we remember that it's a ton more than just the interchange.
And I guess my second question with this, and I was talking to Gavin about this, so especially with Black Road, and if we go here as well, Stony Creek, that you have farmland going to be subdivided, potentially subdivided, or Stony Creek is already, it's farmland, but it's being platted. And then, so who tracks when it goes from?
That was all in an email.
I know that.
And there's firms that do that.
Sater, Seymour, and Pease have a department that does that for all of their clients.
Okay.
It was all in an email. Right. Somebody sent that in an email.
I guess my question is, once those potential TIFs are finalized, do we need to engage them or someone else to track when it goes from $5,000 for 20 acres to $5,000 per lot in taxes?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And the property owners need to seek out the help of the county. We can go along with it, but the township does not have the authority to be the creator of residential TIFs, unless you're looking at it being a mixed use with business, or it's a blighted area. So the county and the developer really need to work together and invite the township in, albeit we've drafted the documents.
We've already done all the work for them.
Right.
We've done all the work for them. Now you need to motivate them to move forward.
And that was my next question, because in talking with both of you, Craig Harris has been reaching out to me, and they said, well, Dave Schmidt's been talking to Barbara, and I just want to make sure that we're not stepping on each other's toes, and we need a point person. If, you know, with over here, is it Schmidt or is it Harris? Or who should be talking to Dawn
Schmidt
and here?
Well, Schmidt does a completely different property than Harris. Harris isn't involved in the Schmidt property. Schmidt is involved in the Harris and Stony Creek property.
Correct.
And I came to this board in the previous meeting and said, can we please have Dawn talk to them? And you two both agreed that, yes, we're doing one residential TIF. Let's see if it's possible to make that intersection viable.
Make it work for everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
In and out.
And I don't want to talk.
Harris is one of the partners over here with Schmidt.
In Stony Creek.
In Stony
not
Creek.
In the property Dave Schmidt is talking about.
Okay.
Dave Schmidt has the, now you're going to have to make me do the southeast.
I understand the commercial part, but
no,
the residential
part. No, it's the thing. Chuck, it's the law, it's the
consent
judgment.
Decree.
Yeah.
Consent
decree.
Yeah. I understand that, yes.
That's not commercial. That is completely residential.
Correct.
And we have to agree to the consent decree yet.
Correct. But we're talking, that, I guess, and this is, I want to make sure we're all, Harris has reached out to me about the residential TIF on Stony Creek.
Well, I think that's like the...
Which he is a partner with on Schmidt. He's not a partner with on the consent decree on the other corner.
Yes,
and
I think
Schmidt
trying
is
trying to use it.
Harris has got other partners
and
over in
the,
Black Road.
The brothers want this done, too.
Yeah.
They all want it done.
Right.
Is it valuable for us to do it? I don't know the answer to that. And I think Stony Creek is the apple or the reward. If we say yes to putting this all in a TIF, Stony Creek's already developed. We're going to see money like that. The platting's already done. We don't have to wait 5 years till they get this stuff done. It's like the... It's good for us.
Yeah.
So they're trying to throw it in so it makes sense. I don't know if it'll make sense or not. Don't have any idea. And But we're just a teeny tiny part of it. Just like your one on Black Road. The county has to do all this.
And the payments are going to go back to whoever invests in the improvements. So if the money is going to the southeast corner property owner because to get the roundabout built, when those properties increase in value, that money goes back to whoever, the investment.
Whoever put the roundabout in, which isn't going to be us.
The state would be the state and the county.
State and the county. Well,
no, they're saying developers have to do it.
They're saying the developer has to do it when they want to see
really
access.
A south axis,
off
yeah, they're strong arm. ODOT's strong arming the developers, yeah.
Well, I think ODOT's not. I think strong arming is.
I'm sitting here going,
no,
I am totally lost.
No.
It's not the right word. ODOT wants that intersection to be viable, and everyone knew that there would have to be some improvements to that intersection when you add. We sat in the public, you weren't at the public hearing, you recused yourself and talked about the traffic. They knew that the intersection was going to have to be updated. Now, a roundabout, is that worse than a left-hand turn lane? I don't know. I don't know the cost of what those things are, but every developer knew that intersection wasn't going to stay that way. And so ODOT is just saying, you're making the money on this project. You get to invest some of it in the intersection. I don't know what the shares are, nothing like that. And if you don't want me talking to Dave Schmidt, no problem with that.
No,
I told Dave I wouldn't talk to him. I got stuck talking to him.
Yeah, I know. Craig Harris is talking to me or calling me asking about both residential, not the Four Corners, the Stony Creek residential, potential residential TIF over
there.
Which
is all new. I mean, that's not
the
topic yet.
It's the goose. It's the golden egg because whoever could get money right away.
Right. So, and this is what he is telling me, that they just platted 90 more lots on the west side.
Yep, it has to happen soon.
And ODOT won't grant them a south access to Stony Creek until they write a check for the roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
So they're willing to throw this into a Stony Creek resident, not the Four Corner TIF, Stony Creek residential TIF. And that's...
Except here's the problem, Chuck. I got the stone. We haven't done anything on a TIF in Stony Creek.
Correct.
We have done a TIF on the complete other two corners.
Four corners.
There's 6 acres on the
Stony
Creek.
The residential portion of the other two corners are already TIFed. I believe. From the conversations Dawn and I have had.
I thought all four corners were TIFed with the 20.
I'm sure all four corners are, but the residential part of the two that the brothers have and the... You looked it up, Dawn. I could pull the... I know. There's so many TIFs. We need a spreadsheet, Harold. And the consent decree residents are already TIFed.
Correct.
No.
You're not. You don't know that. I'm telling you some new information.
Oh. I thought on the 200 plus acres that we TIFed for 20A... interchange, all four corners were included in that.
The commercial portion.
Just the commercial portion.
But no, the entire, where the brothers bought,
the northeast and southwest were not.
They were, including the residential. So there would be, if we gave that, we'd have to give a TIF up to put the TIF in they want to put in.
Correct.
Or just split it. I mean, the fact
or
that
we could keep our
commercial
portion.
Right.
But there's not a residential TIF in Stony Creek, but there are two other.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me get this straight. So what you're saying is
so there's no
residentials?
There's absolutely no incentive for us to do this because we already have TIFs in place.
Right, but I didn't think we had any residential TIFs at all established.
It's because it's a mixed use.
Okay, because I didn't think we had any residential TIFs at all in Montclovin. Black Road was going to be the first one we were going to try.
Correct.
But you guys just said there's TIFs on the
residentials.
It's
a misnomer. they're not residential TIFs.
It's a commercial TIF.
Okay. With
on residential
mixed
area.
Use on. Yeah.
Okay. I was just trying to see what Barbara had to say because she says there was residential TIFs.
That it's
there's TIFs on the residential portion of those two. So what they want us to do is say, hey, this is now going to become a residential TIF, and we would have to give up our TIFs, but we already have them. Like, there is no incentive to do that. We're already taken care of. So they said Stony Creek would be the incentive.
Correct.
But Don just told me that's not an incentive because guess what it pays for? The roundabout, and whoever pays for the roundabout's getting the money back. So
would be the county and ODOT, yeah.
And the developers that built the roundabout. So the roundabout has to be super valuable for us to make this work for Monclova.
Yeah, we don't have a dog in a hunt on the roundabout there.
We don't have, I mean, does it make our... the people of Elbin Road and 20A that much happier because it's a great intersection now? Maybe. And we did approve housing there, and this consent decree has to come in front of us any day now.
Keep in mind that the roundabout is going to go in
one way or another.
So you're saying there, again, is no incentive for us to change what we have. We can help have Craig Harris help us. We can help Craig Harris implement a TIF in that property because we already have the language written. And we can say, here, Craig Harris, is the language. TIF away. Talk to the county. Figure it out. Look how helpful we are. We're giving you thousands of dollars of work, just handing it to you. But I don't know why there's any reason we take what's already in a TIF out of a TIF.
Oh, I'm not suggesting that, no.
Well, I get to sit with Dave Schmidt and listen to why we should do it.
Is he still interested in the property on the south?
He's already purchased it.
And I,
that consent decree is coming to us.
So I guess...
Now, wait, how did you find out that he had already purchased it? I didn't hear Eric say anything about large parcels being transferred.
So I must have left that message.
I'm sitting here going, what do you mean he purchased it? What do you mean there's a residential TIF? I haven't got any of this information.
No. That's why you're sitting here right now.
Yeah.
So when did he purchase it?
I don't know.
I say the for sale sign. I just went through the sale sign still up, yeah.
It could be that it's still in the name of the straw man, the
broker or title company or whatever.
So you're saying he did purchase it?
Well, that's what the message on my machine said, or what I remember.
Well, that could just mean that he's made an offer.
So
it might not mean he purchased it. Yeah. He said I purchased it.
Wasn't he the one that came in and talked to us and says he only had 30 days for an option on this property, and then I never heard another thing come back ever?
Right.
This is the coming back part.
Yeah. So
but it's going around again.
The message on Stony Creek, not the existing TIF, should they need to work that out with the county and ODOT. If they want to bring that into a residential TIF, we gave you the template.
We haven't given them the template, but we can.
Yeah, but they need to work that out.
And if
we had Dawn call Dave Schmidt, do you want Dawn to call Craig Harris?
Well, we're not going to object to them putting Stony Creek in a residential TIF for the roundabout. But since we aren't involved in the roundabout, that's for them to work out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So last question on that 6 acres on the Stony Creek corner. You're saying that's in some sort of a TIF?
That's the commercial TIF.
North?
Yes, northwest.
West corner. Yes. It says 6 acres for sale, commercial.
So we probably should get that list so again. No, Sawicki is the brothers.
Sawicki is the brothers who was sold to the Syed brothers on the southwest corner. Jim and...
Okay, I know the names. I'm just trying to think.
Jerry Sawicki sold it to the brothers. And they started clearing it, and nothing's been done since.
Yeah, and they got it planted, so there's nothing going to happen until the fall, so the beans are out of there.
Beans are planted on it.
Tommy Anderson told me about that. So
yeah, I saw the beans. I go, isn't that weird? It's like in that little.
Okay.
Okay, so we have no nothing to gain.
I am supposed to meet with Dave Friday. I don't know if that's been confirmed or not confirmed. And
confirmed with Dave, his attorney, and your attorney.
Okay, it's been confirmed.
Here.
Yep.
At 11 to 11:45.
I will not speak of the consent decree. That they can come forward with Dawn, with whatever they're... You know, we got somewhere. This has all been discussed prior.
Mm-hmm.
I am not... If he purchased the land and he thinks it's just going to happen because he purchased it, okay. But we don't have any final product in front of us. That's not being discussed. He wants to talk about the TIF, so we will find out. We will have what parcels are already in a TIF and what kind of TIF they're in. It's, now I'm going to call it the mixed-use TIF, so that helps you.
The four-corner TIF.
Well, it's not really, though.
Because that's what you said. It's mixed-use because it's residential slash commercial
TIF. The four corners, really, Stony Creek isn't in a TIF.
Correct.
So,
but if they choose to talk to ODOT and the county about putting the rest of Stony Creek in a residential TIF, we're not going to get object to that.
No. I'm thrilled. Great.
But
go for it.
You'll talk about in a public meeting.
Okay.
If it comes before you.
Okay.
You're just hypothetically saying that it doesn't appear at this time.
Yeah.
That there would
be
an issue.
China, right?
Yes, that's what we're saying.
Right.
We're doing more work.
That's all.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're doing more work on what is TIFT and how it's TIFT. I don't plan to give up any TIFs unless there's some strong incentive to get them up.
Yeah.
We already did this work.
And just the clarification of everything we do have TIFT, including what's over here, would help us refresh our memories what happened.
Yes. Like, really, a spreadsheet would be great.
I can do that.
I know you'd like to do it.
Or even a color-coded diagram.
Right.
We can do that, too.
Yeah.
Yellow, red, green, 20A, black road.
Just right.
And then, And then we're going to, who needs to reach out to Voorhees?
Explain.
We have to get a residential TIF in place.
Okay.
You put carts all the way down the road, and there are no horses.
Can you tell me who this person is? I mean,
it's our lawyer.
They're the law firm in Columbus who will follow, will do all the work going, hey, it's now 20 acres, now 200 lots, track, and then report it.
They even check in with me in every fall and every spring. So, hey, what's going on?
Okay, I just want to know, because when you guys say names, and it's names from the past, it's like...
So the auditor knows that with the new valuation to send X amount, should it go forward, to send the new amount for the TIF distribution,
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
All right.
But we have no residential TIF,
correct.
So we don't need this done.
Yeah, but...
But if it happens and we need to do it, I'll gladly reach out to Chris and Scott and get the name. I have the name in a file, but I can't think. Maybe,
but knowing
Christine
their hourly rate
Italy,
is...
I don't know.
Knowing their hourly rate, I didn't know if there's anybody else.
They've got paralegals doing this.
Oh,
they don't do it. That's what I say. I can't think of the person's name that...
It's still a nice hourly
rate.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know if there's like Rita, Rita who does that, something like that, or anybody else.
But you've got somebody who does it continually over and over and over.
That's what they do.
Yes, what they do. That's their specialty. Sometimes you need the special attorneys.
Yeah.
The other quick annexation.
Yeah.
Is there anything else going on there that updates? Or is that an executive session item?
I can tell you that we the other party and us just keep missing dates. People have been on vacation. I mean, just in recent weeks, I was in court. He was in court. The law director for the city has had his hands full with acting since he hasn't since they got didn't have a prosecutor. He's had to step in and fill both roles. So, but
do you feel confident something's going to happen?
I feel confident that we're going to have another meeting.
Okay. Soon. Chuck, I wanted that to get on the agenda, the annexation issue, because we have been very patient, and I don't want our patience and team playing to come back and bite us because we're
acquiescence.
Right. It's not acquiescence. We've been patient. It's not that we're okay with what they did or that we think that Jed's agreement doesn't cover this. It does. So our position hasn't changed, and I wanted it to get on the agenda, so I hope you add it so it...
No, somebody just asked me last week, and I said, you know what, it's been a while since I've heard anything, so I will ask for... You know, I knew you guys were going back and forth, or legal, you know, people were bantering.
I was able to talk to the law director of the city, and he seemed to me to want to meet again and get it done, get something done. And if that means we're still in disagreement and have to go to court, that's what it means. But, you know, I had another subject that we were on the phone about, so that came up.
Okay. Yeah, because are you familiar, and this is off subject here, the referendum issue that's going in before Maumee, that this, the blight issue or whatever, Maumee Council.
Blighted rental property.
Well, they went out, the committee or whatever got all their signatures and everything else, and the way that the state law reads is that you have to have a copy of the resolution that was passed so while you're circulating the petition, which these people did. Well, the city is saying, well, it wasn't a certified copy, so we're not accepting your resolutions. So they're going to the state Supreme Court, this committee of realtors. So, based on the opinion of Maumee's law director again, so it's Maumee's law director's got a plate full of stuff.
So this might not be.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean if he can't get to us, that doesn't mean we shouldn't proceed.
No,
so
I'm not.
So it should stay on our agenda so that we talk about it, and it might need to be an executive session so that we have a plan. I think this has fallen off the radar, and it needs to be on the radar.
Yeah.
I know you have an executive session planned for salaries and what have you, and I wanted to bring that up as well. I was going to wait till out there, but I can do it here. I think it's imperative that the team put together a package. We're getting really close to hiring someone, and I don't know that anyone knows what we plan to pay a fire chief. And maybe I'm wrong, Chuck. Maybe you've had conversations and... I don't know what you've said, right? So
let me just interrupt if I may. We have been posting an anticipated range.
So
these people are
great. Okay. Then I want that in conjunction with what everyone else is making so that there is a plan. That's what I think our role is as elected officials, is to set a strategy, to set policy, not to worry about some of the little details that the employees are supposed to do. So looking at that big chart and putting in what everybody's making is sort of imperative.
Right. Well, and not knowing who the how many candidates are you down to?
We have five.
Five. Their experience levels, everything else. I mean, I don't know if we got, you know, 10 years experience, 20 years experience, what, you know.
Yeah. And I think regardless of who's in the pool and who's selected, we also need a plan and a strategy. So we'll have to work with our HR representative over there on how to handle our internal people, right? That's you know, there needs to be an opening ceremony, so to speak, like we did with our new employees. We need to make sure we're having private conversations with people that will have to report to him or people that he will report to or she.
Right.
So, again, I'd like us to focus on some big picture items.
Right. So I'm going to put annexation updates. I'm going to keep that under old business along with like the TIF updates for a while.
Until talking about, have we made any of the headway on the policy pamphlet or booklet?
We have. Harold's been quite busy. And
the law director of Mommy and Harold are in the same boat?
Yes. seriously, he's being the administrator and he's running the committee to do the hiring. I need to have a meeting with them and go over. We've gone through the handbook. And
is that something we can look at ahead of time now?
Probably
are we to that
point?
Would
be a waste of time.
Okay.
Honestly, I need Harold on this for it to be efficient.
Okay.
All right. That's all I have for our rhetoric. Thank you. Okay, so executive session going on at the agenda. We're going to add salaries and wages and real estate contract negotiations.
Can I go back to Dawn before you move on? In the sheriff's report, we have noise as an issue on 5 occasions. Not quite sure what noise means, but I think I know what noise means. And, you know, we get this complaint very regularly. So I just want to know what we can do. To strengthen in our zoning resolution or legally those barking dogs, those, I guess, loud radios, whatever noise means. And I asked Kathleen, she did a nice piece in the Monitor for development that's going on, because isn't everybody asking you two about what's going on at Monclova, right? So it's great to have it in the Monitor that this and these roads will be paved. And like a good neighbor section, your radio should be shut off at 10 o'clock. You shouldn't be.
And I guess, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but some of the noise, you know, are they a graduation party? Because this is the,
right. You know. Are they fireworks? I don't know what they are, Chuck. Yeah. I just saw it, and it was so often that I thought, heck. And it's usually barking dogs is 90% of the time what it is. And
a lot of the times it is.
I just would look.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do?
Yeah, a little more information would be helpful. Is it a one-time occurrence? Is it a regular occurrence? Yeah.
And can we send anything, Dawn, anything you can come up with that could strengthen our, you know, do we have to become a home rule and then we can issue citations or something?
I was going to say that our original noise resolution was written by John Burrell, and he said that's as strict and stringent as you can.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yes, absolutely. But that's why I'm reminding you, because maybe things have changed.
Or maybe they can't change, and we're doing everything we can.
Right.
And
great.
And for both of your information, because I got an email on this, and Eric did a little research for me, where Rolled Alloy was being built was zoned industrial in 1965.
Somebody's upset about it.
Why are we destroying the neighborhood? And where Crystal Ridge and Waterside are at was residential. I'm sorry, was agricultural zoned to residential in the late 1990s and early 2000s. So the industrial was there for 25 years prior to the residential. Some guy couldn't believe we're letting this industrial space get built. We're just destroying the neighborhood. So,
you know, Chuck, I am very proud of the work that this team and I have done on keeping our commercial industrial along the expressway and along the airport. It's super important to me that the rural in the middle, the suburban in the middle, stay that way. So. These four corners are probably 28 Albin, for those that might be listening. are probably the only
28 Alvin or
the Four Corners are commercial, but they've been commercial since 1965 too.
Yeah.
You can't get out of it.
Yeah, I mean, and other what's out at the airport, yeah.
And out of the airport, like, yeah. That's how we did it. We didn't do it like Springfield Township with a strip down the center of the township.
Right. So, no, and I think by, you know, us vacating Mud Strayer, I mean, that just delineating that, I mean, just...
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry he's disappointed. Or
it's one gentleman, and just, I think you're sharing some information. When I shared this information with him, he did not even respond back. So... you know, like I said, Eric, I didn't know 1960. I would have said, you know.
Well, the expressway wasn't even there. The expressway didn't come until, like, 74?
Yeah.
475 wasn't there.
All right. Any other
agenda? Yes, I'm sorry.
Agenda.
I would like to know if we can come back to, we've touched base on emails and there's something about the community center and the chairs again. We need to try to make some sort of public decisions so they know which route they should be taking. Barbara, I think the answer.
I thought you decided it. I thought Harold decided it.
No.
I told Jennifer the chairs could be sold.
Okay.
I talked to... whoever it was that she had, I forgot off the top of my head, another historical
Napoleon
foundation.
Or Henry County or something
I remember.
Napoleon one,
yeah.
Right.
That, and she said they wanted them. I talked to the gentleman out there. I told him, 200 chairs, you can have them for $200.
Okay. See, I didn't know the rest of the story.
Right, right. And I'm thinking they wanted them for free.
Okay.
Because then Jennifer came back and said they're trying to figure out how many of them they want. But she said there were two other organizations, I believe, who had reached out to her about purchasing chairs.
So we're not.
And we still have the option to put them on
GovDeals.
That's why I
was wondering, do we have to put them on GovDeals, or can we make an executive decision to do it privately out just to disperse with them?
I think the motion you made specifically said GovDeals, but
you just tried to sell them.
Then it sort of morphed. I have not listed them on GovDeals. Okay. We can do that. That just.
But you said
unless we
onesie-twosies.
Put on there that we're selling them as one lot, then.
Well, I'd like to see the local people benefit from them before...
That makes sense to me.
You know,
yes.
Beforehand. So I didn't know if there was a way that we could get them off of our books and just do a donation to another community center that's trying to start something historically. They're 22 years old, and they're now sitting in a basement.
And the longer they sit there...
The worse it's going to get.
Because it's a little musty down there.
So is there anything we can do?
So we need
do?
To redo our motion and just say...
What was the GovDeal motion before that? We put everything on there, including trucks or whatever. It wasn't just the chairs. It was anything that was, I think, listed would be sold.
I think you made a motion a couple weeks ago specifically to sell the chairs on GovDeals. I believe so.
I'll look back on the notes.
Yeah.
All right.
So how do we solve that?
Just give Harold make a new motion.
Okay. Got that, Barbara? Our new community rep.
Well, we can authorize the administrator.
I don't have to do it, Trudy.
To liquidate at fair market value.
Right.
And the
you want to
administrator
put that on the agenda then?
Administrator can determine fair market value.
Yeah, or you could bring it out the administrator's report.
Willing buyer, willing seller.
Exactly.
Do we need to put that, though, on the agenda?
That works.
Okay.
Yeah, put it under old business. And then, I don't know, Harold, this is, I have this in correspondence. I did not get a chance to forward this, but Will Szymanski lives 4363 Weckerly. He says, his pond is leaking into the ditch. When they did the Morrison Ditch renovation... And his pond is down 3.5 feet. Nobody from the county calls him back. So he didn't want to...
I'll get somebody from the county to call him back.
Contact his attorney. He said he didn't want to contact Mr. Robon because he heard he knows Mr. Robon. He goes, I understand he's a good real estate attorney. He said, before you spend any money...
I have no idea who he has talked to at the county, but I know a guy at the county who will, I guarantee you, call him back.
Well, he has talked to DJ Mirrors about reseeding, DJ from Lucas Soil and Water, and they have pledged to reseed this fall because he said none of the grass,
Are you staying on? Mm-hmm. You're sitting in here?
Well,
it was DJ
he talked to DJ about receding.
Well, the grass. I wouldn't have to.
Is that because
but not
the
about
soil and water was involved in doing the ditch? Or?
He said they would come out and receive. When DJ came to our one meeting here, I said, hey, you may want to talk to this guy. So he called him. DJ went out there. Oh, yeah, we'll reseed it for you. You don't need to. But DJ is telling me, I got nothing to do about the water leaking. That's the county. He goes, we'll take care of the soil and water. We'll take care of the erosion receding. But the leaking is on